Humphries seek variances from the side yard setback requirement for existing structures, section 115-42 and 115-185, the Sussex County zoning code. The property is located on the west side of West Lagoon Drive, approximately 228 feet south of North Dogwood Road in the Dogwood Acres subdivision. The 911 address is 30881 West Lagoon Road, Dagsboro. The zoning district is GR. The tax parcel is District 134, Map 6, Parcel 81. We have one letter in support of the application, zero letters in opposition, two mail returns, and specifically they're requesting a 1.9-foot variance for the rear yard setback for a pool. Thank you.
I just want to confirm with you really quick, 1.9 for a rear yard?
Yes, because a pool can be within 6 feet of the rear yard, and as it's 4.4, it's the, or 4.1, it comes to 1.9.
If that's the side yard, so this survey's to be read this.
Oh, so it's the side yard. Yeah. So it's still, so that it, sorry, that it is the so 4 point.
I have us asking for a 6'8" variance for the side yard.
That sounds about right, yes.
Okay, sorry, I just wanted to confirm right before I said something it completely wrong.
Yeah, we don't necessarily go the inches, we just go the percentage, the decimal, so.
Not a problem. So yeah, this survey is a little different from most surveys. It is kind of to be read on this side, sorry.
So it's a 5.6-foot variance. Sorry about that.
How you understand, Ms. Trout?
Yes.
Thank you.
Okay. Good evening. My name is Taylor Trapp. I'm with the law firm of Tunnel and Razor, and I represent the applicants at tonight's hearing, Mr. and Mrs. Humphries. We are requesting a variance from the standard 10-foot side yard setback for swimming pools in order to allow a very small, non-permanent portable pool to continue to be placed in the same spot for the upcoming summers. The pool that we're talking about at tonight's hearing is a very basic, small, inflatable, temporary pool that you can easily pick up at your local Walmart. Even though we're talking about a non-permanent portable pool here, according to the current Sussex County Code, any type of portable pool that is 18 inches in depth or more requires to follow all the same setbacks as a traditional standard pool. The non-permanent pool has already been taken down for this season. The applicants do not keep it up year-round. They only put it up for about 3 months or so throughout the summer. But when it is up, it is currently 4.4 feet from the edge of the side yard. We're asking for this variance from the side yard setback, and the variance should be granted for several reasons. One, the uniqueness of the property. Two, the property cannot otherwise be developed. The practical difficulty has not been created by the applicant, and the variance will not alter the central character of the neighborhood. And I will further discuss all of these upcoming issues and the uniqueness of the property. The property is unique due to the shallowness of this property's depth. The depth of the property is about a third of what the property's length is, which causes this property to be a rectangle shape with a very narrow, shallow depth. This forces any home built on the property to be very long and shallow rather than more square like a traditional home in order to not violate any kind of front or rear yard setbacks. The property cannot otherwise be developed. There's no other location on this property to put this swimming pool. To the left of the house is an already existing driveway, so the pool cannot be placed there. To the rear of the house, there is an already existing shed slash garage, and there is a retention pond back there. So the pool may not be placed back there, and you cannot place the pool in the front yard. This was not created by the applicants. The practical difficulties have been not created by Mr. and Mrs. Humphries, as the largest, most usable part of the backyard is where the drainage pool system is, which means that they cannot put the pool back there. That drainage pool system was already in existence prior to them building the house, but also prior to them purchasing this property. This will not alter the central character of the neighborhood. The variance that we're requesting from the side yard setback for this swimming pool to allow the applicants to continue to place this temporary swimming pool in the same location for upcoming summers will not change the central character of the neighborhood, as it's already been placed there for previous summers. Also, this is not any kind of permanent structure. And further, a few neighbors already have these types of portable pools that go up and down throughout the summers. And the minimum variance that we are requesting that we need for the prayed for relief is a 5.6 foot back. For all the previous reasons stated, we are requesting that Mr. and Mrs. Humphrey's variance application please be approved. We therefore are respectfully requesting that the variance from the side yard setback that we are asking for please be improved and able to let Mr. and Mrs. Humphrey put up their temporary pool in the same spot for upcoming summers. I would also like to make notice if there's any questions on the survey regarding the shed slash garage that's on the survey, if it needs a variance has already been accepted by this board and granted by this board back on May 4th, 2015. I do have an email from the Planning and Zoning Office stating this, along with the findings of facts from that case, if anyone would like it. I would like to ask Mr. Humphrey to come up now, please.
Yeah. Hold on. Can you state your name and address for the record?
Charles Humphreys, 30881 West Lagoon Road, Dagsboro, Delaware, 19939.
And do you swear or affirm the testimony you're about to give is the truth, the whole truth, and nothing but the
truth? Yes,
I do. Thank you.
Thank you. You're familiar with the application that we're discussing tonight?
Yes, I am.
And you heard everything I said. Is it true, correct, and accurate?
Yes, it is.
I would also like Mr. Humphrey to talk about some additional information. One of his neighbor's potential complaints has to do with water potentially damaging his yard and some of his system, and he has done some additional research on this matter. Would you like to speak to that?
Yes. What I did is I called. I was concerned about a complete failure of the pool, and that is 3,284 gallons coming out on the ground all at one shot. So if that would compromise my neighbor's drain field and drain system. He has him, I called the, I have the gentleman to make that. Scott West Building Contractors, who does septic systems in Sussex County, and he's been doing this for 35 years. And I questioned him about if this pool completely failed, would this compromise his septic system? He was very familiar with the septic system because he's done septic systems in our development, and he asked me to explain what size it was and everything else. So I did that explanation to him. He said under no certain circumstances, excuse me, could that be compromised because of where the amount of water goes. And he was stating that if it completely failed, there's amount of water that runs off and that goes off to a different direction. There's a certain amount of water that goes down into the ground. And if he's talking about a mound system, which my neighbor has, that's up above to where the pool would fail. So you're talking about water coming here, not up here, to compromise the system. I also didn't think that maybe was enough, so I called DENREC and asked the gentleman there, and his name was Brian. I didn't get his last name. His name was Brian. And I asked him about if there was any problems with putting a pool so close to someone else's septic system. And he says there is no codes or violations or codes or regulations stating that you cannot put a pool next to a septic system.
The applicant is also aware that they will be required to have a different type of fence put up. They have gone through and gotten some quotes on those fences, but are waiting to hear your decision before moving forward on purchasing the type of fence that they will require. Does anyone have any additional questions for myself or Mr. Humphreys?
This survey that has been presented to us, is it for all three lots that you own?
Yes.
Have you recently built on these lots?
Yes, that was in the last year. I had a new home built.
Okay.
That's the survey that they have, correct?
Yes. Okay. It just doesn't match what that says.
Yeah.
But the aerials are a little older than, they're a couple of years old.
So what kind of pool is this? Is it just an above-ground pool, or is it a kiddie pool that you go get at Walmart?
You're talking about a 3.5-foot deep pool by about 14, 15-foot wide around.
Okay.
Do you have a picture of it? Because you've had it up, right?
Yeah, I don't have a picture of it. It's a kind that you get at Walmart that you fill it up with water, and it raises up itself, and you have a ring, an air ring on the top of it. You blow the air ring up, and then you just put water in it, and it rises up.
Okay.
And
but it's easily removable?
Oh, yes. Yeah, we take it up, and we put it up and take it down, like, within 2 months. I mean, you know, when we put it up, it takes a couple of days to fill the water because it's 3,000 gallons worth of water.
Right.
But taking it down, it's a simple process.
Is it heated?
No.
Is it represented by the round circle there to the east of the home on that?
On the survey?
Oh, on the survey. Yes.
It's all the way at the end here, so.
I'm looking at this. I'm looking at the picture.
So this is your west living area.
I've got that one.
Yeah.
Oh, it's not all that. It's behind the times.
Yeah, but I'm looking at a round circle on the ground.
No, there is no.
You see that round circle? That's where we had the pool initially, before we bought the ground, and we bought additional property that did lots.
Can you go over there and point to us?
Yes.
Point to it for us.
This is where we've had the pool for about 17 years. And then we put the house on here, so we had no place to put it. So you're actually looking at the pool being back here right now. But this is where we actually had the pool when this, before my property line used to be right here. And we used to keep the pool right here in the front yard.
It's next to a mound system?
Yes. It is now.
Yeah.
This mound system right here.
Okay.
As you can see, the pool sits right about here.
Okay.
That makes sense.
And what there's, 17 years that we've had this previously, this pool up previously, we've never had a complaint or nobody said anything negative. Matter of fact, we let the kids come across the street and stuff like that, swim in the pool, and there's neighbors that come and swim in the pool and stuff like that. It wasn't until recently that we just had somebody that's not happy with the fact that we had the pool up.
Okay. Is there any other questions from members of the board? Is there anyone here in favor of this application? Is there anyone here in opposition to this application? Two, would you like to speak? Please come forward and be sworn in. You can have a seat, please.
Steven, can you state your name and address for the record?
Keith Spolman, 30901 West Lagoon Road, Bagsboro, Delaware.
Do you swear or
affirm? I live in Pennsylvania. This is a summer home.
Understood. Do you swear or affirm the testimony you're about to give us the truth, the whole truth, and nothing but the truth?
I do.
Thank you.
Good evening.
Good evening.
The problem that we have at this point with this pool is that my neighbor's correct. He's had this pool, and he's erected it every year since we purchased the adjacent property in 2016. We had no problems with it. This past year, my neighbor used all three building lots and built a beautiful home, but neglected to plan for the pool that he's been putting up for, I think he said, 17 years. He's encroaching on my property because he didn't plan. We feel that his inability to plan for that pool, and it's not a little, it's 3.5 foot deep. He said it's 3,200 gallons. That's not a kiddie pool. So his inability to plan created hardship, and now he's asking for forgiveness, and we think that's wrong.
And you own lot 83 on the map?
Yes. That's two lots. What he spoke about is the lot, it's a double, actually a double lot. The lot that's noted as 74 on there is my septic system, which I share with my neighbor on the other side. It's a, pretty much of it's a sand mound and tanks. So yes, it's a very large system. And that's what he was speaking about as far as putting 3,200 gallons of water into my sand mound. I've got different opinions on whether that's going to hurt it or not.
And sir, is that you made the statement that he's encroaching upon your land?
Yeah, there's a 10-foot side yard setback required for a pool.
Okay.
He's not 10 yards off the property line.
Okay, but is he encroaching on your land?
Well, no, he's not on my property.
Okay.
But he's not 10 foot back from my property as he's required to do by code.
All right.
Okay.
Are there any other questions from members of the board?
So you're not worried about the water in the pool at all, really?
Pardon me?
You're not worried about the water in the pool?
Not really. Like I said, he says there's 3,200 gallons. I contacted people who build septic systems, and I got conflicting results on whether that would be a detriment to my sand mound or it wouldn't. So I did not present it because I didn't have concrete evidence one way or another.
Is this the first year the pool has been up there?
It's the first year the pool has been up with his new structure that he just built with the new hose.
So you went through the summer with it there?
Pardon me?
You went through the summer with that pool there?
The pool was there for the summer. Yes, I complained about it. And because he was working toward compliance, the zoning officer said he had time to leave it up and not immediately take it down.
So when he drained the water off the pool, where did it go?
I was not there when he drained the pool.
Okay.
It's going to go, well, where the water is going to go is directly off the side of his property and into my drain field, but it filters out toward the road.
Okay.
He's actually behind the pool. He has placed a 4-inch PVC pipe, which shoots directly at my property and is within a foot of my property line.
So he put the fence up. You have any problem then? He's looking to put a fence up too, I think.
Well, he was required to put a fence up to surround a pool and stay within compliance.
Yes. The fence is going to be in between your property and his property, right?
I don't.
Oh,
yes.
Yeah.
I couldn't see anything that you have there. Back.
Okay, no other questions.
Okay.
Thank you. Any other questions? No. Thank you.
Are there any issues with noise in the pool?
Pardon me?
Has the pool had any noise or other issues?
No noise.
Are there other pools like that in the neighborhood?
There is another pool at the far side of the development, very similar to that, yes.
I have no other questions, thank you.
So if he moved the pool to the other side, you had no problem with it at all?
No.
Okay.
I'm not in objection to the pool. I'm in objection to how close he is to my property line with that pool. And the fact that he just this past year, finished the property in the spring, he didn't plan for it, which he knew he was going to put it up. So he actually created the situation for a variance, and from what I understand for variances, that should be denied.
Okay. Thank you.
You're welcome.
Can you give him that?
Sir? The applicant, would you please come forward?
Can I ask you a question?
Yes,
can you move the pool to the opposite side of the deck?
No, I cannot. There's not enough room for a setback from the front of the yard.
Well,
It would be in the front yard setback.
It'd be in the front yard, okay.
Yes.
And a pool's not allowed to be within the front yard setback.
Okay, gotcha. Okay. That answered my question.
Is there anywhere else on the property you can move the pool to?
No, sir. No, that's the only place that we can put it. And I didn't plan for, I mean, I wasn't able to plan to put the pool there because of the way they constructed the house and the septic system. I didn't know until after they had actually put the house in and where the, because I wanted to put the pool in the front yard myself. I wanted to put, if I can, I wanted to put the pool here, right up in here. And then, of course, the decks are built here onto the house. And this is where the pool is, sits here now. But there's not enough room for here to there. And when I had a tree that was here initially in the corner of the thing, and I took that tree out knowing and thinking that I could put the pool in the front of the yard until they told me that I did not have enough room or setback for the pool.
So there is a mound system between you and your neighbor's house?
That's correct. It's a mound system right here. And my pool sits right here, and it drains off on my side of the yard here. It has, in order for my pool, the water to get from my pool up to this mound system, it has to go up and then on top of the mound. But the way my pool drains, it drains along this side of this mound right here into my yard.
Sure.
So there's no chance to, there's no compromise for water going into the yard at all. And if I put a fence up here, which I plan to do because of having this pool, I put a fence up there, it'll be about 4 foot away from the fence. And when I drain it, it'll just go right up to the fence line and then right down into the ground. There's no chance of the water going in his yard at all.
Eric, consider putting a smaller pool in?
Excuse me?
Putting a smaller pool in or instead of a round one?
We have a smaller pool in. Mm-hmm. We'd have a smaller pool. It wasn't actually big enough for my wife to get in, and that's the reason why we went to a 42-inch pool or deep pool. That was the whole reason.
In the application, all of these building permits are here, but I don't see the one for this new build. Am I missing something?
For the new house?
Yeah. With their application, with evidence presented by the attorney, it's not in the packet.
There should be a permit for the new house. There's
93, 85.
Give me just a minute.
We don't normally pull those permits. Someone in planning and zoning magically pulls all those permits for us to put with the application.
Okay. Is there any other questions?
I have one.
Yes, Mr. Williams.
It says here on the survey, concrete. What, can you point out where that concrete is on your property? The new home. And what do you use that concrete area for?
Or is it a, yes. That's the driveway. That's on the opposite end of the house.
Part of the driveway?
Yes.
Okay.
So you have a paved driveway. What's the concrete for?
There's a concrete pad, 24 by 20, that sits off of the garage itself. And then there's asphalt that's from there over to the fence line.
Is that going into a garage or anything?
Is it going into?
Yes. Is that going? Is that concrete
you
area? Are you going
the
into the garage?
Yes. There's a garage on the end of the house.
Where it says shed, that is the garage.
That's.
Well, the concrete. Yeah,
that's not what I'm asking.
House.
Where it says 36 feet.
Yes, that's the part of the garage there.
This part.
Well, it can't be if your shed is the garage.
No. Can I explain? Okay.
Well.
So the permit was for a first floor that had an attached garage and a porch.
Yes.
And that the permit's from 2018.
Yes, this is the attached garage here. And then this is the concrete pad that come in and park the car.
So what's the shed?
The shed's right here.
And is it a garage too?
Yeah, it's 34 foot long.
And you filled this lot up, huh?
Yes, it did. Yeah, we'll live in there and filled it right the first time.
All right, so at the concrete, you have a car garage attached to the house.
Mm-hmm.
And where's your porch?
The porch is on the other end of the house. On
the deck.
That's the deck.
Okay.
And then there's a deck off of the back of the house also.
And what kind of septic do you have?
We have a peat moss system.
Is it an LPP or?
LPP, I'm not familiar. It has three containers, and then it takes the whole length of the backyard up.
Okay.
You can see where it has.
I see it.
Yeah, it takes, that's as long. It runs almost all the way up to the shed, and then it's got the three tanks. So there's no possible way that you could put it there.
Okay. So you put this pool up every year and for 2 months and take it down?
Yes.
Okay. Any other questions?
Yes. When you take this down, how do you drain off this pool?
I drain it off in my yard, my side yard.
Well, do you use a sump pump or how do you drain it?
I open up the plug.
Pull the plug?
Pull the plug. It's right there.
Okay.
It takes several hours to drain.
Okay.
Because I'm not just.
Do you have a hose connection?
Yes, I do. I can do that.
Just a thought.
Okay.
Isn't that a lot of water to be draining in a several hour period?
Excuse me?
Isn't that a lot of water to be draining in a several hour period? 3,200 gallons thereabouts?
That when I talked to the septic guy, when he told me, he said that's not very much work.
Well, do we have that in writing from the septic company?
No, we do not.
Well, then I'm not sure that we.
The board has a right to weigh the credibility, but. I guess when you drain it, does that lead to any puddling or other issues on either your property, neighboring property, down by the road, anything like that?
No, it does not.
So you never see any?
No, it doesn't puddle. It goes right down on the ground.
Okay. All right. I guess I have a few other questions, if I may, Madam Chair.
Once that's cleared up, I would like the opposition witness to have a chance to rebut those remarks.
Madam Chair, if I may, just for a minute. Just doing a little bit of math. If it's raining 1 inch an hour on an acre, that's 27,154 gallons. On a quarter acre, it's 6,788 gallons. Put it in perspective.
So I guess here's what I want. You had indicated there was a shed on the property that you got a variance for in 2015. And I presume that was something that you used with the prior home on the property.
Yeah.
And then you decide to keep the shed, but you wanted to get a new home built on the property. Is that right?
Yeah.
When you put in, did you put in a brand new septic system with that new home, or did you use an existing?
No, it's a brand
new septic system. One in the rear is one that came with the new house.
Yes, sir.
Did, when you were going through that process, did you look at any point at the setbacks or the variances that may be needed for proposed structures that you're looking at doing?
As for?
The pool?
The pool. No, I did not. Because we did, like I said, when we first initially were going to do this, we never had a problem with anybody complaining about the pool before, so we were going to put it out in our front yard.
Well, I understand, but you had a variance for the shed before, so that's why I was wondering if you had kind of a heightened sense of I need to check these things before I built it or talk to my builder to make sure. And ma'am, you can be sworn in. We can have you go up there too.
Yes.
You state your name and address for the record.
Patricia Humphreys, 30881 West Sabine Road, Dyke'sboro, Delaware.
And do you swear or affirm the testimony you're about to give is the truth, the whole truth, and nothing but the truth?
Yes.
Okay. You can go up to the podium, ma'am.
We didn't have a variance put in because we had somebody from the county come out, and he was just out there, not for us, but my husband talked to him and showed him the pool and everything, and he had first told us we didn't need any variances, there was no codes or anything. He did give us the wrong information.
And that was while the home was being built?
That was after the house were built and we were going to put the pool up.
Okay, so you hadn't done any investigation prior to designing or planning the home about where you would put the pool?
No.
No,
we
did not.
Okay.
And
this is kind of an after the fact.
And that's the only place we can put the pool because, like I said, we have the septic out back, and we were actually held up like 2 months on our house that we couldn't get in there because they didn't have a place to put the well. They had to What did they have?
They may have put a well in two or three different times to get.
And we had a variance for that. We have to.
No, you don't.
It had to be so many feet from somebody else, and so, I mean, it held us up 2 months waiting on them trying to get a permit to put this well in because there was nowhere to put the well. So, like I said, you know.
So, like I said, we were initially supposed to put the pool down in the right-hand corner, but we found that we couldn't do that because of the setbacks to the road. So that's why we put the pool in the back of the yard where it is now. If we could have, we would have moved the pool back, but we have the house there, so we can't move the pool back.
All right, I have no further questions.
How long have you owned the property?
Since 1992. Actually, I've been renting since 1992. We actually bought the property in 1996, and then it was a 50 by 100 lot, which you're seeing as this here. From here to here, I owned this much here, and that's why the pool was here. And then we purchased this adjacent two lots here and here after 2003, I think it was.
We had a while before we built on it.
Is that your permanent residence now?
Yes. I mean, we're willing to, you know, we only put it up for 2 months. We're not noisy out there, and we're willing to put up a fence that, you know, he can't see over it, and, you know, we looked into all that, but we didn't know that at the time that there was the code and whatever to put the pool up. It's just a portable pool, and we were told that there was no regulations for a portable pool because you put it up and you take it down.
Who told you that?
It is, the guy is
Jeff Whaley.
Jeff Whaley from
How did you get caught? Why are you here?
Why am I here?
Yeah.
Somebody complained to the planning and zoning office about the pool being in the setback. So Mr. Whaley went out, because that is his district, went out, checked it out at that point after the official complaint was made, and then put them on the violation notice.
Okay, so somebody complained. They went out, they found it. Then you had to get a permit for it then.
Yes.
But he was in the neighborhood on doing something else, and my husband saw him and stopped him, and he took him back to where the pool was, and he asked him, you know, if there are any regulations or anything, because he would have taken it down, but he said no. There, it was a portable pool. There was no codes against it. We didn't need a variance, so, you know.
And that conversation with Mr. Whaley happened before you guys got hit with the violation, correct?
Yes.
Do you have an idea of when that conversation happened?
That was approximately.
Sorry.
I think that was in like.
Late June, early July.
I think it was like late July.
Okay.
Late June, early July, because we put the pool up in the middle of July.
We put the pool up in the middle of July.
Because that was after the debt.
And then we took it down the last week in August.
All right. Thank you.
We would just note that the planning office, we've had some issues with swimming pools and making sure the correct information is provided.
Okay. Would you like to respond to what was said about the runoff for the swimming pool?
You'll need to be sworn in. You state your name and address for the record.
Linda Springer, 30901 West Liberal Road, Dyesburg.
And do you swear or affirm the testimony you're about to give is the truth, the whole truth, and nothing but the truth?
Yes.
Thank you.
Mr. Chair, there seems to be some confusion on not only the size of the pool, but how it discharges. I do have pictures. Can I approach?
You can submit them to us, and we'll put them in the record.
Well, that was during a storm.
This might clear up some of the issues that have been questioned.
Those pictures are of runoff during a normal thunderstorm, not dumping 3,200 gallons of water out into the swale and then into the street, and then making giant puddles in the street and on our lot. So it does create a lot of puddling. A normal storm creates a lot of puddling. So that much water creates.
Yeah, you can see by the pictures, it's a substantial pool. It's not a kiddie pool.
The fence is the lawn, his line?
Yes.
Yes, the fence is the property line.
Okay.
Is that your fence or his fence?
That's his fence. I believe it was there when I purchased the property. I believe it belongs to him.
Is this treated with chemicals?
I assume it is.
What did he say?
Is it just assumed with chemicals? Does it have chemicals in the water?
Well, that would be of the applicant. We would ask that. Did you want to add anything else to this?
I think as far as someplace else to put the pool, there is another neighbor that has a pool in his driveway. And I believe that Mr. Whaley told Mr. Humphreys that he could put the pool in his driveway.
Somebody else's driveway?
No, in his own driveway.
In his own driveway. I mean, his driveway is.
And Mr. Whaley did relay that back to me.
Okay.
That was pretty much the only other place on his property he had, because he did not plan when he built the property to where he was going to put his pool.
Okay. Thank you.
You're welcome.
Staff would note, I know sometimes the board would like things moved. It's quite possible that it would still need a variance if it was moved onto the side of the property where the driveway is located.
I have a question of the applicant. What is this white pipe?
That's a drain from my gutter system.
So you drain it over on your property?
No, that's actually my property.
But it drains towards your neighbor?
It drains towards the swale that's down there. My fence line, that's not where the end of my property is. My property is probably about another 8 or so inches past that fence.
Where it's not grass.
That's correct.
But it's still going in that direction towards your neighbor.
Yeah, that's just a runoff from the,
This is the second one. Oh, that was on the first one. All right, thank you. Does anyone have anything else? Is there any other opposition? I will then close the public hearing and entertain a motion. If you need some more time, we could table the. Case.
Madam Chair, I move that we approve case 12380 for Charles and Patricia Humphreys. Don't feel this will alter the essential characteristic of the neighborhood. It's only for 2 months of the year. Property does have unique physical conditions.
Have a motion. No second. motion dies, so I will entertain a motion.
Madam Chair, I move that we deny case number 12380 for the requested variance. I believe that the practical difficulty was created by the applicant.
I have a motion. Do I have a second?
Second.
Motion and a second. Mr. Workman.
Aye.
That's to deny, right?
Yeah.
Mr. Corman?
Nay.
Mr. Carson?
Aye, for my reason.
Mr. Williamson?
Aye, for the reason stated.
And I, too, for the reason. So with a vote of 4-1, your application is denied.
Thank you. Have a good night.